Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thanks for tuning in
to your favorite podcast.
Same time next week.
Same time next week. نفس نعمل إيه same time next week in case دي أول مرة وشان هذي ذات.
أول مرة.
أول مرة بتسمعونا.
If this is the first time that you're tuning in to same time next week, we talk about all things mental health. We bring in experts to be able to just have a dialogue with them about different things that are on our minds, things that we don't usually speak about in public.
Mm.
And yeah, we get an opportunity to really get deep.
Get deep.
Yeah.
لو انتو تحبوا deep conversations about this life, about anything, about mental health وكذا, this is where you should probably
if you like
hear.
Anything
yeah we have
you'll
it here
like this podcast.
We have it here with your co-host Monica and me Farouk.
O7 Therapy is a digital platform and mobile app that offers mental health solutions, empowering you to pursue your mental wellness journey. Download the app today.
And today
I'm very excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
We met recently and she's like a ball of sunshine and I'm very, very excited.
Yes, I agree. This is my first time meeting her.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Usually we allow people to introduce themselves, actually. So Sandra.
Hot take for the spotlight.
Yeah.
Hi Sandra.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
أنا اسمي ساندرا طويل. جيت مصر من كام شهر. قبلها كنت في كندا. I graduated from Nutrition University of Montreal. And then I started working there at first مع ناس الحوامل والأطفال وحبيت قوي قوي يعني قوي قوي الحتة دي من النيوتريشن وقد إيه it's really important and أول سنتين من عمر الطفل بيحدد كتير قوي على صحته في المستقبل عادات الغذائية relationship with food believe it or not the first two years they also يعني impact a lot the relationship with food وبعدين I started working in a private company so I see adults I see kids I see adolescents I see كل حاجة وكذا حاجة مختلفة يعني I mean eating disorder وبرضو مشاكل أكتر chronic disease وكذا and then I started with O7 actually last year and I'm so excited about what's come.
Awesome.
Nice.
We're really excited. Food. We love talking about food.
Yeah.
And
not
like,
not in a healthy way.
Yeah.
But you have French accent in Arabic and I think that's pretty amazing.
I would say in English كمان.
Okay. But in Arabic
is
something
awesome,
that's awesome.
Thank you.
I love it.
That's good.
So food.
I mean,
food is pretty tricky though.
Does anyone actually have a good relationship with food?
I would say probably.
Sandra probably.
It's just so hard to find. I don't know anyone who like really has a very healthy relationship with food.
I would say تقريبا كل الناس حتى لو مش دايما على طول بس على الأقل في مرحلة معينة في حياتهم كان عندهم مشكلة with their relationship with food. معظم الوقت بتبدأ ممكن في ناس تبدأ من هم أطفال من هم مراهقين في السن ده دايما اللي هو إيه ده إيه اللي بيحصل أنا جسمي بيتغير إن كان بنت إن كان ولد و I would say in our culture ال عند في كتير قوي قوي pressure وضغط من اللي حوالينا to look in a certain way I would say around the world بس بالذات في الوطن العربي كمان بنتكلم كتير قوي عن الوزن القرايب دايما 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 لازم في اي قعده في اي عيد في ناس كتير قوي ما بتحبش الاجتماعات عشان دايما بنتكلم عن الوزن اكلت قد ايه لا خد كمان او ايه ده ما اكلش كفايه ففي بريشر and this starts كمان من واحنا صغيرين and I would say most people they have like at a certain stage of their life they have had a problem with like their body image or relationship with food.
You mentioned I mean it is really sad because food is also something that should bring so much joy and does like there's especially I mean Egyptian culture and cultures in this region of the world tie so much of their warmth and their community around food and or like even like whatever it is gatherings religious gatherings so much is surrounded around food and that's a beautiful thing but then when it also is a difficult thing for so many people all of those beautiful moments of like community and gathering together can also be poisoned which is really sad
I think it is really sad
yeah You mentioned that earlier you had worked with women who had just had children, and that in the first 2 years of a child's life, that is when like a lot of different mm-hmm. patterns or things come up with in relation to food. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. So for example, أول ما البيبي بيكون صغير الأم بت بت بتشربه لبن of course for the first 6 months, and in some cases we can see that the mother is giving the baby milk without يعني من غير ما تحس هو شبع ولا مش بعش. وفي كتير أي babies they are overfed من وهم already few months. فبعدين لما بنلاقي مثلا بيوصلوا أو معظم الوقت بنشوف ده في سن 4-5 سنين لما نلاقيه مثلا بياكلوا كتير قوي, جالي كتير قوي patients البيبي مش بيوقف اكل, هو مش عارف يوقف all the time eating all the time. فوقتها بنقول اوكي what happened قبل كده, ونكتشف ان الام دي كانت هي بتدي البيبران للبيبي وتفضل حتى في بقه, او مثلا حتى if it was breastfeeding he was breastfeeded until like خلاص هيتخني. So this starts at this age. I would say also like what you eat, what you get كمان عنده importance على your health. But if I mean about like the link between let's say العادات الغذائية أو eating habits and kids, I would say it's more about the culture of هدي الولد أكتر أكل ممكن وبعدين مش مشكلة. And then بعد كده لما يوصل الولد لسن 5 سنين الأهل بيبدأوا يتضايقوا, يا إنه هو مش بيأكل خالص, الولد مش بيأكل, مش معقول هنعمل إيه, أو بيأكل كتير قوي لأنه طبيعي هو عمره ما تعلم يسمع جسمه. I'd say babies they get born with the ability to listen to their bodies, يعني هو يقدر لوحده يعرف أنا جوعان ولا أنا شبعان, يقدر هو يحدد. لما إحنا بقى بننترفير مع this natural behavior خلاص هو he loses this ability. And then لو إحنا ما خدناش بالنا بقى في سن صغير زي 4-5 سنين إحنا نرجع المشكلة دي أو نصلحها, الولد بيبدأ ان هو يأكل ما يسمعش جسمه, وبعد كده بيبدأ ياخد وزن زيادة او العكس. I would say also kids who are forced to eat حاجة كتير قوي موجودة في مصر, ناخد الولد بنقعده قدامنا ويمسك المعلقة ويلا يلا يلا, ده كمان بيخلي الولد بيبدأ يكره الأكل فمش عايز يأكل, وبيبدأ يبقى very 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 selective and a picky eater. And a picky eater which means that هيبقى عنده deficiencies لأنه هيبقى فيه groups of food he's not eating because خلاص هو اتعقد منهم ومش عايز.
صح.
So بنلاقي في الاخر بيجي لنا اولاد او اطفال يعني لما بيكبروا شويه, لا انا مش باكل من ده ومش باكل من ده ومش باكل من ده ومش باكل من ده, this is like a part that you talked about Monica during the meal, it's not pleasure anymore. It's about being forced, receiving 2000 comments. I would say في كتير قوي studies they talk about comments. Parents, they can give up to 50 comments per meal.
Oh my
to the
god!
Kids.
Wow,
that's pretty common, though.
It is, yeah. But I think when you put it in a number like that, it's like, oh my
crazy.
God!
Wow.
Of course, we have this yeah, complex.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course,
but that becomes hard. بيبقى صعب قوي.
Exactly.
For sure.
وبيكون الانتنشنز حلوه يعني الاهل بجد بيكونوا اللي هو طب معلش جرب من دي, بص طب نجرب من دي, انت ما فات ما عجبتكش بس ممكن ده. بيبقى يعني مش بيبقى حاجات دايما لازم تكون نيجاتيف, ممكن تكون انكورجمنت, بس ستيل دايما بقول للاهل تخيل انت الطفل وقاعد وفي حد قاعد باصص في طبقك, ليترلي باصص في طبقك, انت اكلت قد ايه واكلت من ايه, وتبقى طب جرب انا هحس نفسي مخنوقه وعايزه اقوم من على الترابيزه. حتى انا از ان ادلت, لو انا از ان ادلت لو حد قاعد بيقول لي كده بجد هكون مش مرتاحه خالص. فبقول لهم تخيلوا الطفل ده بيعدي في ده كل وجبه وكل يوم, ف ذا مومنت اوف ذا ميل او خلاص اتس نوت بليجر خالص, اتس ريلي يا رب ارحمني انا عايزه اخلص الاكل ده ومش عايزه اكل عشان كرهت الاكل من قد ما انا ام فورسد اند بريشرد تو ايت. سو اي وود سي. And in the same time, طبعاً في comments around البودي بقى بعد ما بيكبروا شوية الجداء, especially I would say grandparents in our society.
Yes.
A lot about quantities, about جسمك إيه ده أنت خاسس, إيه ده أنت مش آكل, طب
كل دي بطن.
I think I mean you have so many gems in there, but I think what really sticks out to me is the concept of like not learning how to listen to your body. And like that not being like a lesson that we have as children, like what does it mean to listen to your body?
They don't teach us that
at all.
I just recently learned
that. Mm-hmm. Even in regards to pain, like not just in regards to food, but even in regards to pain, like if you're feeling a particular pain or tension in a particular area, if you're feeling full, like whatever those things are, the concept of just listening to your body is just, it's also foreign to me, even well into my adulthood. Yeah.
That's really true. Like most of kids, يعني أو معظم الناس بتقول للولاد لازم تخلص طبقك قبل ما تقوم. فهو تعلم إن هو لازم يخلص طبقه قبل ما يقوم عشان أنا مش مع إن إحنا برضو نبذر في الأكل وأقوم أخد أرمي. بس في نفس الوقت I can say okay أنت هتحط قد ما أنت عايز and then مع الوقت هيتعلم إيه الكوانتيتي اللي بتشبعه عشان برضو we don't want to waste food. So in this way he will be able to determine what's the quantity that's the best for me. And at the same time, مش معنى ان انا عايزة ارمي اكل طول الوقت. بس معظم الناس على فكرة it's not only an Arab culture. حتى لما كنت بشتغل في كندا كتير قوي قوي اهل بيقولوا للولد لازم تخلص اكلك. Another thing is relating like food with مواقف معينة. يعني مثلا الولد هروح اديله مكافأة إذا بالأكل إذا عمل حاجة حلوة
كل الخضار وهتروح تلعب فيديو جيمز اللي انت عايز
أو مثلا لو انت عملت الهومورك عملت حاجة كويسة هتاكل شوكولات هتاكل معظم الوقت we relate sugary أو desserts with doing something that's good لو عملت كويس هتاخد مثلا النهاردة ماكدونالدز ف they relate food بالذات الفود للأسف احنا we consider يعني as bad food, but I'm not convinced that there is something called bad and good food. Every food has its place for akli, but it's all about moderation, the quantity, the frequency of this food. But yeah, so the kid بيكبر بفكرة إنه okay, so dessert is something very special. I only get desserts في المناسبات أو إذا عملت حاجة حلوة. This creates obsession around this type of food. It starts على فكرة very young that احنا بنتبرمج بطريقه ان احنا نكون اكتر عايزين نروح للسكر عايزين نروح لحاجات اللي فيها الدهون لان احنا حاسين انه ده غلط فاحنا كبني ادمين عايزين في جوانا حاجه عايزه تزقنا اكتر اللي هو ممنوع مرغوب
جدا
فبالظبط فده اللي بيحصل بالظبط تبدا من واحنا صغيرين قوي الاهل حاجات صغيره زي دي ان احنا نديه كمكافاه ان هو خلاص this is very special this is like كل الاكل في حته وده في حته تانية ده في حته اعلى فده انا عايزه لما بكون مثلا حاسس نفسي a lot of emotional eating. Usually I eat things that are very rich in sugar or in fat لأنه تعودت إنه هو ده reward. إذا كان حاجة كويسة أو إذا كان حاجة وحشة برضو this بيملى فراغ معين أو emotions معين.
I deserve this today. I had a hard day. I deserve
exactly.
this.
Like you deserve this every day if you want. Like you know in small quantity. And if you do not restrict yourself أو تحس إنه ده حاجة في occasions بس you can eat small quantities and control yourself. Sometimes when we keep it for occasions, our special, okay, I deserve this, or النهارده أنا بجد مش كويسة, but this will make me feel better. It can make you feel better, of course. Like food
which is exactly,
and it's good. على فكرة يعني مش لازم دايما أكون باكل. يعني I would say معظم الوقت أكون باكل عشان جوعانة, but sometimes I can eat عشان I have emotions. I mean. This is part of you, of us as humans. Come on, eating is not only عشان محتاج protein, محتاج carbs, محتاج ده واو محتاج جسمي عشان أعيش وكمل. بس كمان محتاج pleasure.
I appreciate a professional saying this because I find that when we're talking about emotional eating or like obviously that's different extremes, but I feel like there's no grace there where it's like food is meant to be such a like great place of pleasure and like being able to like come around a table or come around, you know, a meal with people that you care about. And I really love that concept too. And so I think like, it's nice to think that food serves more than a purpose of just it's like protein and your veggies.
Oh,
and that
100%.
Sort of thing.
Even cooking is fun.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I love it.
Cooking is
so much fun. I mean, yes, it is setting كده حالة atmosphere معين when food is being served. الناس بتقعد, الناس بتاكل, الناس بتطبخ. It's so much fun. And there's so much stigma-ish around this now. Like, إذا أنت بتبسط بالأكل, انت بتحب الاكل قوي انت doesn't even have to be about the body it's about weakness are you weak enough can you not control انت مش قادر تمسك نفسك ان انت تخلص الكيك اللي قدامك انت اساسا مش عارف ايه او العكس اللي هو انت ايه يا ابني ما تخلص الاكل اللي يعني
بالظبط
there is a lot of weakness.
There is. It's conflated.
In liking food.
Yeah, there is. It's a conflation of like how like morally upstanding, not morally upstanding, but how like sharf, chic you are. Like how, like how, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
That concept of like if you have that control or if you're
that
able to.
When you said chic, I just decided. But you know what I mean? How much control you have over food is noticed by the person and not by the people surrounding the person.
لأنه دايما بالذات الناس اللي عندهم يعني a bad relationship with food بيحسوا انه controlling my desires أو الحاجات اللي بحبها this is like a success. أنا فظيعة, أنا جامد قوي.
بالزبط.
فبيحسوا ان الناس بقى اللي مش قادرة تعمل ده كأنهم هم أضعف منهم أو أقل منهم, مع انه
بالزبط.
لا يعني فهي فكرة انه طالما أنا قادر أعمل ده هما they related with الإرادة, هي ملاش علاقة قوي بالإرادة.
يعني خالص
انا I love food, it's okay, I can eat food. ناس بقى تروح في العزومات هاخد طبق قد كده, it's okay if you're not hungry, it's okay, but sometimes I know that people they are hungry بس مش عايزين يغرفوا كتير في طبقهم عشان اذا الناس هتبص لي بتقول بصي اكلك اكلت كتير, دي مفجوعه, دي اذا مش بتخلي بالها من اكلها ليه. فالناس في ناس كتير بتستخبى عشان تاكل, so I would say يعني this is more like at your home, يعني at home. بس even في العزومات وفي الأماكن اللي برا في ناس بتأكت especially I would say معاش ليه البنات
it's very gendered.
البنات لازم oh yes هاخد a small portion كده, it's okay you can I mean it can. أنا ممكن ساعات بروح بجد مع أصحابي بكون فعلا مش جوعانة وباخد حاجة صغيرة, بس في ناس بتعمل this on purpose عشان نظرات الناس ليها.
I think in general, this, I mean, like everything is gendered in that sense where like there is an expectation, or from at least from how I've come to understand it, there's an expectation of women and girls to be able to be poised and go without food and be very dainty and, you know, have a very particular relationship with food that's not dependent. Whereas with boys and men, there is like this expectation of like, you have to be a man, finish your meal, you have to love meat, you have to like be
muscles,
yeah, you have to muscles,
yeah,
you have to be able to finish your partner's food. Like there's no, seriously.
Yeah,
I know, but it's like it sounds silly, but it's real.
Yeah.
And so of course there's going to be this like expectation of like, you know, for women to feel like if I'm not like feminine enough, if I like enjoy to eat like a proper like plate of food or like a big and of course I mean you could tell us more about how that is connected to someone's relationship with their body and you know and then you know disordered eating and how that functions. Sorry.
Yeah, I think that's very important. The relationship with the body is a big thing.
I mean I mean at least for me, I can't separate the two, like relationship with food and my relationship with my body. And maybe that's my trout, like that's my issue, is that I'm not able to separate them.
معظم من احنا صغيرين بيقولوا لنا الاكل ريليتد, مثلا عايز اذا انت تخنت طب خلي بالك بقى من اكلك,
قلل اكلك.
يعني بنعتبر ان هو ده الفاكتور الوحيد اللي بيأثر على الوزن, مع انه في الحقيقه الاكل it's one of the many 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 factors, زي المنتل هيلث, الستريس, الانكزايتي, لانه ده بيعلي الكورتيزول في الدم اللي بيخلي بالعكس الواحد بيقلل الميتابوليزم وبيعمل يخلي الواحد بالعكس ياخد وزن. فستريس, النوم, الكمية المية اللي انت بتشربها, يعني لو بدأت مش هخلص, بس في فاكتورز كتير جدا على الوزن. بس as you said most of the time it's like related to food, so that's why there's a link between like my relationship with food and my body image. يعني دايما بحس لو انا I'm not satisfied بجسمي فيبقى المشكلة في الاكل اللي انا باكله. دي اول حاجة هروح لها, مش هشوف اي حاجة تانية انا بعملها غير هو, هي دي المشكلة, هو ده اللي بيتخني. وmost of the time that like I mean the problem with the body image بيبدأ بنفس الحاجة, ناس زي ما قلت it's very cultural, بيبدأ وإحنا صغيرين قوي لما بنت أو ولد بيشوفوا أهلهم بيقولوا لا أنا مش هاكل ده عشان ده أنا عامل دايت. أنا مثلا الأم بتقف قدام المرايه إذا أنا تخنت قوي أنا لازم أخس, ده كتير قوي بيحصل حواليا في ناس أعرفها على طول. يعني الناس بتدي كل الملاحظات دي قدام الولد, والولد عامل زي سبونج هيأبزورب أي في الأول, هيبدأ اللي هو أوكي بعدين أقول إذا هو يدي بتقول إن هي تخنانة, إن هي عايزة تخس, إن هي هتقلل الأكل, هو الأكل ده حاجة وحشة ليه؟ وده بيكون في سن مثلا هو محتاج يكبر, فبيبدأ هو كمان to resist food. It starts very early actually.
Yes.
Some studies بيقولوا إنه يعني معمولة كانت على بنات أكتر, من سن 5 سنين في بنات كانت اوريدي عايزه تخس They wanted to lose weight. Like, I mean, at 5 years old. Yeah.
I see that a lot. Childhood anorexia and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, I mean, childhood eating disorders is very serious.
Well, because they're also witnessing their parents have such a terrible relationship with their bodies. And it's like, there's so much, I mean, the expectations are absurd. And we all know that. We don't even have to get into, like, the beauty standards of how things function. But also, there is such a responsibility of parents. Yes. To have a very particular language around their body.
To model.
They need to
actually see
a professional yes. or a therapist to help them, لانه ده بجد بجد بيدمر الطفل من وهو صغير. احنا اوريدي بنزرع فيه, فلما يجي هو خلاص كبر مثلا خلص المراهقة وبدأ بقى يكتشف ان دي مشكلة دلوقتي, ان هو عنده bad relationship with food and with his body and he's not satisfied because دلوقتي المجتمع بدأ شوية يقول okay guys this في ده موجود وعايزين نحاول. فزمان يمكن الناس ما كانتش عارفة, يعني مثلا من 30 سنة هنقول لحد you have a bad body image ولا relationship with food, لا عادي هو المجتمع كله كده, أنا ده العادي. دلوقتي الناس بقت فاهمة وعارفة.
yes.
فا I would say لو انت سمعنا اهل وحاسس ان انت عندك المشكلة دي او هي يعني ان انت ده غصب عنك, احنا المطربين في المجتمع بيحط this pressure. Please don't do this pressure او put this pressure على الطفل اللي موجود او الاطفال, لانه يعني احنا بنزرع ده وبعدين نيجي بعدين نقول ايه ده, ليه الولد ده عنده eating disorder, what's happening. So that starts very very early. في حل, يعني في حل لما تتكلم وتفهم انه كل حد عنده genetic weight. Like some people also they have unrealistic goals about like the weight they want to achieve. I mean okay حلو, بس مش ينفعش كل الناس تبقى رفيعة جدا, مش زي ما ينفعش كل الناس برضو تبقى وزن, يعني ما ينفعش كل الناس تبقى وزن معين. في حاجة اسمها genetic weight and we don't usually talk about that. معظم الناس بتقولوا او يعني مثلا لما بيروح الجيم للكوتش اوكي انت عايز توصل لوزن كام, هتخس 10 كيلو في 21 days اذا مش عارفين تشالنج ايه.
ايوه الجيم ده هو الوحيد.
بس I would say this كمان, يعني الولد من هو صغير, يعني حتى البنات مثلا اطفال طبيعي انهم يكون عندهم كرش مثلا. اوكي ده طبيعي, يعني طبيعي كتير قوي اهل شفت ايه ده انت عندك كرش, لا احنا نتكلم على اطفال يعني. اوكي فده خلاص هو الولد حاسس ان هو اوريدي جسمه مش عاجبه من سنه صغير, بلس انه لازم بقى نعلم الاهل تبقى فاهمه عشان برضو يقدروا يفهموا الولد اتس اوكي. كل معظم العيال لما بيكونوا مثلا في المدرسه وبيكون جسمهم particular او هما اكبر شويه من الستاندرد which is okay like have some genetics ليك انت they get bullied او مثلا هما نفسهم بيقارنوا نفسهم بالناس, فدور الاهل ان هما يكلموا مع الاطفال انهم لو بقى مثلا ايه قالوا بص صاحبتي ازاي ارفع مني بص دي مش عارف ايه, دور الاهل انهم بس انت عندك حاجات حلوه صحتك. I would say to talk about health, ازاي انا جسمي بيساعدني في كل يوم, انا بقوم كل يوم الصبح جسمي الاميونيتي بتاعتي قادره ان هي مثلا تحارب تحارب كل الامراض, وبص ازاي انا بحس بالجوع وبقدر مثلا اروح التواليت ما عنديش اي مشكله. يعني قصدي يقولوا لهم قد ايه جسمهم بيديهم حاجات بوزيتيف تو بي ايبل تو سي اوكي سو انا جسمي حلو, جسمي بيديني حاجات كويسه مش بس باد بودي ايمج.
يس It's not something I just have to control.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love it. And I كنت دي هتبقى حاجة معقدة شوية, بس I was introduced recently to the concept of embodiment. And it's what it is. إنه our body هو مش مجرد, يعني we are our mind and we are our body. So that's the first thing. We embodiment بيقول إنه أفكارنا and our emotions our body show them. So we really have to respect in أجسامنا مش مجرد حاجة that we have to control أو حاجة that we have to نحنا نمشيها أو to tame or to like be aggressive towards or to be hating towards because we are this. And when we have a bad relationship with our bodies سواء كان we're over concentrating على كل symptom على أي pain صغير يا هتوجعني تاني كده هو أو العكس where I'm neglecting I'm not listening completely because sometimes you over listen to your body which is also not healthy. And when I was introduced, I was like, that makes a lot of sense. In how that in how إحنا جسمنا مش مجرد حاجة إحنا بس بنتحكم فيها. جسمنا is also has a role in like everything. Yeah.
Yes, that's true. و بالضبط إحنا دائما بنتعلم إنه لا إحنا لازم إحنا عندنا الكنترول.
بالضبط.
بس إحنا ما عندناش actually الكنترول.
ما عندناش.
Actually, I would say something like a bit weird. أول مرة أقولها. أنا لما جيت مصر حسيت إن أنا actually I'm not very thin, like thin, بس عادي يعني وزني أنا عادي. I don't like to categorize myself في الوزن, بس I would say. فكرت مرة قلت معظم النيوتريشنست اللي بيطلع on TV or like I mean the known ones لازم تكون رفيعة دايما بتكون رفيعة في شكل معين, فبحس ان انا let's say الشخص ممكن يجي لي يجudge my capacity او يعني ال
yes.
اذا كنت انا yes, yes, good nutritionist yes, yes. or not depending on my physique, وده ضايقني قوي ان انا بس افكر ان انا في مصر I will be judged على معلوماتي وخبرتي على جسمي بس. طبعا ده مش هيخليني ان انا اروح into an eating disorder, انا الحمد لله انا قادرة to control this, بس I mean even this like حسيت بالpressure اول ما جيت مصر
أكيد.
because of this culture yes. like انت جاي تديني نصايح وانت اصلا مش عارف
بالظبط,
فمالهاش علاقة اصلا. في ناس ممكن يكونوا like on the weight scale maybe in the obesity category بس بياكلوا very healthy very balanced. very healthy doesn't mean ان انت مش بتاكل الاكل اللي احنا للاسف you categorize as unhealthy like biscuits وحلويات. لا بياكلوا عادي بس عموما بياكلوا بطريقه بتدي لجسمهم اللي هو محتاجه. لما بتكلم على veggies بس كمان protein كمان carbs مش مانعين نفسهم من حاجه يعني بياكلوا بطريقه كويسه وبيعملوا maybe like a good level of physical activity ما عندهمش اي امراض. ف الوزن ليه علاقه link with الأمراض بس معظم الوقت بيكون عشان أنا عاداتي غلط. My lifestyle is not the best. بس في ناس with like weights like obesity for example بس بجد بجد عاداتهم like the lifestyle is very good. They do exercise بس people will judge them. أنت واحد ما عندكش إرادة أنت بيفتكروا بقى ما هما مش عارفين الوزن مش بيقول أي حاجة على أنا بعمل إيه أنا باكل إيه أو بعمل إيه physical activity.
yes.
so
it's just the appearance of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So some people, أول ما هيشوفوا actually fat phobia is something that's like.
I've been really thinking about this this whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, around the world, and دايما بنشوف حد مثلا أكبر في الحجم من حد تاني إن هو ما عندوش إرادة. ساعات بنشوفه فاشل. ساعات بنشوفه like لو حطينا شخصين مثلا حد رفيع وحد مليان أكتر دايما دايما معظم الناس هيبقى عندها first judgment إنه الشخص ده كسلان فاشل مش
ما عندوش شغل مش
and this is very very culture. اذا انت تخنان لا انت بقى لازم تخلي بالك لازم يكون عندك اراده ف
thank you Sandra.
That's so
yeah,
good.
It is on it truly because it's like there's so much that we can really get into when it comes to like I feel like we could do like five more series of like of really getting into like food and our bodies and how those two things and our culture and how those all together intersect.
Yeah.
But if you had to say like one thing to someone who's listening who feels like they you know are struggling with their relationship with the food, I know this is like it could be a general thing, but what would you say to them or what do you find yourself saying to a lot of your clients?
I would say if you're struggling with your relationship with food, أول حاجة تعملها إن أنت to reject the diet culture اللي هي للأسف culture كاسحة أو مكتسحة في العالم العربي. So to reject just go and search. I mean you can أكيد go to a therapist بس if you can't بس روح اقرأ على if كل الدايت لو كان في دايت بيشتغل ما كانوش خلقوا 200,000 دايت. The keto and then the low carb and then this and then Atkins.
Yes.
Like I mean لو واحد شغال أو بيعمل effect ما كانوش شغال. So this is the first thing like to get rid of the idea that I put myself on diet for my whole life. أو الاتنين اللي جاي هبدأ. And then the second thing is that just remove the idea of this is a healthy food, this is unhealthy. ده أكل كويس ده أكل وحش. I would say ده أول حاجة بتساعد إن أنا أقدر إن أنا to get rid of this like ideas اللي بتجيلي طول الوقت وبتخلي my relationship is bad with food. مثلا fries okay أو مثلا let's say ice cream, mm-hmm. any dessert or anything that we للأسف consider in the society as bad food, it's not bad actually. It's just the idea that لو أنا هاكل وجبتي كلها يعني مش هاخد الغداء وهاكل ice cream, أنا بس جسمي missed some carbs, some protein and some fibers اللي هو كان محتاجهم. بس that doesn't mean إن أنا شخص وحش. Mm-hmm. If I eat مثلا in a not balanced way for a meal, a snack or even a whole day, that doesn't mean that I'm unhealthy أو إن أنا ما عنديش إرادة, I don't have a good control. Mm-hmm. So I'd say بس have a peaceful relationship with God that we call or the society calls as bad food,
mm-hmm.
and think that I can eat this in moderation. لما أكون عايز, لما منعت نفسي هلاقي نفسي بإكسس cravings and I will eat a big quantity, like I will have really big quantities, هاكل التورتة كلها.
صح.
بس لو أنا سمحت لنفسي إن أنا في مكان في تورتة, أوكي أنا هاخد a small piece, بس this has to be combined كمان بإن أنا أحاول أنا أسمع لجسمي, هل أنا جوعان أصلاً وإمتى أوقف, يعني إن أنا أسمع كمان to my satiety cues is very important in this process. So try whenever you eat to listen to your body وتقول لنفسك لو أنا بأكل حاجة that جاتو مثلا او تورته, it's okay, I can eat it, and after that say to yourself I should not feel guilty. كنت عايز اكلها واكلتها وبقيت اليوم عادي, هلبي طلبات جسمي بان انا هديله بقيه النيوترينتس اللي هو عايزها. و yeah, so I would say this, like try not to put restrictions because you will have obsessions and you will lose control, and then it's like circle كده مش بتخلص. You will feel guilty,
yes.
and then to إذا أنا إزاي أنا I lost control, طب أنا خلاص I restrict myself تاني. So okay, بنرجع تاني restrictions, and لما ده بيكمل مرة ولا التانية ورا التانية, I restrict myself, I lose control, I eat big quantity, I feel guilty, برجع هيفضل واحد حياته كلها كده. And this is what makes bad relationship with food, وبعدين قدام كمان a bad relationship with my body, my body image.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Shukran, Sandra.
Thank you so much.
That's really enlightening. Yes.
Awesome. It's really great.
That's really great.
I hope that for everyone's listening that they're able to take your body and listen to your body and take time. I know I'm sure it takes time to unlearn and relearn how to have a healthy relationship with food. I know that I'm still on that journey.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Cool. Really?
Wow. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Tani.
Nawartina,
yani.
أنا انبسطت أوي بجد من this conversation.
احنا كمان أوي.
I love to talk about like okay ناكل كل حاجة, بس the impact of culture اللي حوالينا اللي للأسف بتبدأ من واحنا صغيرين, فبحب أوي إن أنا talk about that.
Yeah. It's nice to know that you're not the only one too. Like it's like this is real. It's like
yeah, it's all of us in the same boat. 100%. Mish.
Cool.
Do the outro.
Thank you again for tuning in. We're really, really grateful that you stuck out. We're like nearing the end of our second season, and that's just been, you know, super fantastic. And we're so happy with everything that we've been able to accomplish and all the people we've been able to chat with. So thank you. Hopefully we will sit with you next time on your favorite podcast.
Same time next week. Bye, guys.
Clinical assessment with O7 Therapy can be the first step when you don't know where to start, who to go to, or which type of therapy will benefit you most. Clinical assessments are valuable if you've tried other forms of therapy and are still feeling stuck. The assessment can guide you towards leading a better life. Download the O7 Therapy app and get help today.